Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz. I hope you've had a great week and that you're looking forward to spring. This is the last day of February, so spring can't be too far behind. We can only hope. With warmer weather, we might be more motivated to go outside and get some exercise. Last week's guest, Lisa Burbage of Wellness Beyond 50, would be a great motivator for that, as she is a health and wellness coach. To learn more about Wellness Beyond 50, check out letstalkboomers.com. And here are some upcoming events for your consideration. If you enjoy yard sales and the hunt of finding a bargain, I certainly do, then you must check out next Saturday's Daniel Island Spring Red Balloon Yard Sale, which is Saturday, March the 7th. Like most yard sales, it begins early, 7 a.m., and it lasts till just after lunch, 1 o'clock. So look for homes with the red balloons on their porches or mailboxes on Daniel Island. And to also help us get in the mood for spring, check out the March 15th Spring Bazaar and Lifestyle Expo at Sneed Farm Country Club in Mount Pleasant. 50 Plus Connection does a great job putting on these free events for boomers that feature exhibits and demonstrations for the 50 plus crowds. Again, this event is Sunday, March the 15th from noon to 3 p.m. And if you go, make sure you visit one of Let's Talk Boomer sponsors, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus realtor with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And fellow boomers, if you have loved ones who have dementia or Alzheimer's and you need some practical tips and advice for their care, well, All Care Living Services, another Let's Talk Boomer sponsor, is here to help. Their free dementia dialogue classes have geared up for 2015. These classes educate caregivers of persons who have Alzheimer's disease or related dementias. These classes meet once a week for 5 weeks at various times and places throughout the Lowcountry. Each class lasts about an hour and a half. Now, there are two classes, or actually one class in front of me right now in March that I know that you should consider. And this one begins very, very soon, so you want to listen up. It begins this Monday, March the 2nd at 10:30 a.m. and lasts till noon, and it takes place at the Hanahan Senior Center. If you want to attend or you want some information about the other classes in 2015, call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. And listeners, All Care Living Services is always looking for caring, responsible caregivers. And All Care is a great company to work for. They work hard to make sure you and, of course, their clients are happy. So give them a call. Just go to the employee hotline at 771-4271. Again, I'm going to give out that number, 771-4271. And fellow boomers, do you enjoy watching Dancing with the Stars? Well, did you know in Charleston, we have our own version. It's called Dancing with the ARK Stars, A-R-K. This very entertaining event features local celebrities and helps raise money for the ARK, which is a very important resource for those who are caregiving for someone with dementia or Alzheimer's. Plus, it's just a lot of fun. When we return from our break, we're going to be talking with Cheryl Moniz of the ARK and Tanya Longus, who happens to be last year's Dancing with the ARK Stars People's Choice Award winner. And Tanya is also a judge for this year's event. So this event is coming up very soon, actually in just a couple of weeks, March the 14th. So you want to stay tuned. And Cheryl has been very kind. She has two free tickets for the event to give away. And these tickets are worth $100. You will have a ton of fun, I promise. So you'll want to stay tuned to see how you can get these tickets for this really fun event, Dancing with the ARK Stars. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee and his team at Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. As I mentioned before the break, we have Cheryl Moniz with the ARC to talk about this year's Dancing with the ARC Stars. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here. Dancing with the ARC Stars is really a very, very fun event. But before we talk to our listeners about that, tell me first, what exactly is the ARC and how did it begin?
The ARC is a grassroots nonprofit, grassroots nonprofit that provides services to families who are living with Alzheimer's, and we cover a service area that includes the Tri-County, Colleton County, and Orangeburg County.
Well, that is quite a vast area. Now, it started 1996. Am I right on that?
That's right.
And when it started, it was probably a little bit smaller base.
It was very small. It was at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Somerville, and we started with only two or three participants, but it has grown over 19 years into a very comprehensive resource for families who are living with Alzheimer's.
So about how many families do you think that you're serving annually?
Well, it's kind of hard to say because we have so many different areas that we're working within. We have 10 participants in our respite social group respite program on a daily basis, 4 days a week. Every day, just about of the year. And then we also do support groups. We're teaching a class called Powerful Tools for Caregivers now. We've taught over 100 people just in the past year with that particular program.
Okay.
We go out into the community. We do a memory screening in Somerville, and we're starting to do memory screenings out in the rural areas. So there's just so many families that we touch. I would guess probably 400 or 500 people every year are touched by what we're doing in one way or another.
Wow. So really, ARC is a resource for the community. You're out there. You're providing a lot of different programs and support. Can you talk about some of the programs? For example, your adult respite care. What is that?
What that is that the person with Alzheimer's or a related dementia will come into our physical location in Somerville.
Okay.
For about 4 hours a day. Some come once a week, some come multiple times during the week. It really depends on the need and the ability for us to fit them in. But we have so much fun. They have a great time while they're there. They're safe, they're happy, they're singing, they're doing artwork, they're playing these great brain games to try to keep them as alert and aware as possible. They're very engaged. We have family-style lunch. And then we also have a bus, and a lot of people are only able to come because we do have a bus. But 75% of the people we serve in that program are on scholarship.
Wow. So you have the bus that goes and gets them?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And it's a respite care program because it's giving the caregiver a break.
Exactly. Caregivers can continue to work. They can go shopping. They can take a nap if that's what they really need to do. Because Alzheimer's is referred to as the 36-hour day for a reason.
The 36-hour day. Wow. Okay. And then you have, for the caregivers, you also have, in addition to the opportunity to get a bit of a break, you have some support for them as well. Tell our listeners about that.
We have several different support groups. We have general support groups, three of them, one's in Harleyville, one's in Somerville, and one's in Goose Creek, all different times of the day and times of the week, once a month, that anyone who is a caregiver of someone with Alzheimer's can come to. But we've also recently started a wives support group because their needs are very different than, say, someone who's taking care of a parent. And we're also getting ready to start a husband's support group.
So you're recognizing that the spouse of someone with Alzheimer's needs a little bit different support than a child of
an adult
parent
child.
With
Absolutely.
Alzheimer's. Okay. Now, caregiver consultation. I noticed that on your website. Tell our listeners, what exactly is a consult?
What that means is that someone can call us and talk and just get ideas about, you know, what resources are available. If they think that they're interested in having their loved one come to the ARC, we will have them come in and sit down with one of us, and we will, first of all, we listen a lot, and we try to determine what their situation is and how best we can assist them. And none of this, we never charge anybody for anything other than the respite program.
And isn't listening an important skill?
It's an incredible skill, yes.
It's amazing how we don't always think about it, but it really is very important. So it's one I'm constantly trying to work on myself as well to make sure that I'm listening.
Well, we go through a lot of tissues.
Oh, do you? I bet you do. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure it's very much of a opportunity for the caregiver to release some emotional stress.
In many cases, well, what we see is that it doesn't matter what your age, what your financial situation is, what your education is, that when you're someone you love is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you don't know where to go or what to do or what resources are out there. And that's why what we do is so important, because we're not necessarily going to try to sell you on anything because we're a nonprofit. But what we want to do is make sure that you have the tools that you need to make your life a quality life.
And when you mention the fact that, you know, your financial situation doesn't matter, but if somebody is in a situation where financially they're stressed, is that where the NOAA project comes into play?
Well, it can. Not necessarily. What we do is we will help families if they want, if they need some help and we can help them, we do that. But it has more to do with the respite program. However, what NOAA does, it stands for Neighborhood Outreach Alzheimer's Help.
Oh, okay.
And NOAA goes out into primarily the rural communities, but also some of the underserved urban communities. And we try to help them assess what the needs are of their Alzheimer's families and what resources they have available and what we can help bring into their community to give those families a better quality of life.
Because one thing I've learned, particularly with doing this show, is that one size does not fit all.
Not at all.
And every individual, every community, every family has different needs.
Exactly.
It's great that that the ARC recognizes that, and you've tailored a program for that. Now, I also came across a Lunch and Learn program, which intrigued me, because that sounded like a great way to partner with businesses and different companies. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We're very happy to go into any business to talk to their employees about how to handle caregivers, because so many people are being affected by this disease, and they may even not be caregiving yet, but they know they're going to be. Mm-hmm. It would be a great way to be proactive and be prepared for when that day comes.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are wonderful programs and resources. You're a nonprofit. You do need money to be able to do these. So one of these great ways to help do some fundraising is your event, Dancing with the ARC Stars. Now, tell our listeners about that.
This is the most fun event of the year, I promise. This is our fifth year.
Fifth year.
And last year, thanks to someone else who's here, Tanya Longest, we raised over $70,000 that will go directly to helping families who are living with Alzheimer's in any number of different ways. The event includes, of course, our stars. We have eight local celebrities who are dancing with professional ballroom dancers, and they will perform, but they are also raising money, so people vote for them at $10 a vote. And that way they bring money in, and that's how Tanya raised $10,000 last year, begging everybody for at least $10 toward her goal.
That's good, though. It was for a great cause.
It was for a great cause, and it is for a great cause. But we have silent auction with some fantastic things in it. It's an open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres. It is just, how would you say it, Tanya? It's beautiful. It's elegant. And you walking into a gym, you'll never know you're in a gym because it's so beautiful. We really transformed the building.
And this event takes place Saturday, March the 14th, so in 2 weeks.
Right.
7 p.m. at the Pinewood Preparatory School.
Correct.
In Somerville. Do you have some sponsors for this event? Are you still looking for sponsors?
Well, we have been overwhelmed by the generosity of our sponsors this year. Dorchester County Probate Judge Mary Blunt and her husband are our Mirror Ball sponsors for the fourth year in a row.
Okay.
And our sponsors have really stepped up. We are at $35,000 just in sponsorships alone.
Wow.
For this year. So we're very, very, very grateful.
Wonderful. Now, listeners, Tanya Longus is also here with us today. And Tanya, you participated last year as a dancer.
Yes.
Now, it sounds like when Cheryl was mentioning that the local celebrities work with trained dancers, is it a little bit of work, a lot of work? I mean, how much time commitment was that for you?
More than a lot of work. more time than you can imagine. We actually started in December of last year. So we've started about 3 or 4 months before the ARC actually did the event as a dancer, dancing and training with our ballroom professional. And it was a tremendous amount of work. I did lose some weight, but raising the funds was, I think, the best part of the whole event.
And so you were the People's Choice winner.
Correct.
And you raised the most money.
Yes, and that's exactly what the People's Choice is. It's the one, the dancer that can raise the most money for the event. I was able to score in a big $10,000, which is the most any dancer in the 4 years has brought in.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
yes,
wonderful.
It was excellent. And I hope I stay on top, but I do want us to raise more money.
That's kind of a tough dilemma, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
More,
it
but
is.
You don't want to, you know, lose where you are.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. So this year you're not dancing, but you are a judge.
I will be a judge this year. So out of the judging, there'll be three sets of us. A gentleman by the name of Sean Harrington will be a judge also, and he was actually the judge's choice winner for last year. He was the best dancer.
Okay.
And I was the people's choice, which is the one that brought in the most money. And then we'll also have Brad and Jennifer Moran.
Oh, we all know them. Yes, that's
yeah,
a very
from the Charleston
familiar
Christmas
couple.
Show. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'll be our other set of judges this year.
Oh, very good. Now, obviously, Tanya, this is a lot of time and effort on your part, particularly if you're a dancer. Tell our listeners why you did it.
I'm going to give you about 6 or 7 reasons, and here they come. And it's all about
all right.
What Alzheimer's means to me. First of all, 1 in every 3 seniors will die with this particular disease. Mm. Every 67 seconds, somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. In the state of South Carolina, we have over 85,000 people affected with this disease. In the country alone, it's now 5.4 million.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
There is no cure for this disease. More people die from this disease than prostate and breast cancer combined.
Hmm.
And it's the 6th leading cause of death in the United States. And those are my reasons why I did what I did.
Well, you're certainly very impassioned about
very.
Those are very sobering reasons. And I know that you have very much a heartfelt passion for helping to try to eradicate and deal with this unfortunately growing disease in our community. So listeners, what you need to know now is how to get tickets to this great event. And Cheryl, what you wanted to mention?
Can I
something?
Say one more thing?
Absolutely.
That I think is very, very important. And all of Tanya's reasons are absolutely critical. The other piece is that all the money that is raised stays right here in our local community.
Okay.
And supports families right now who are dealing with this disease every single day. This is not out in the future. This is not research. This is right now.
That's very important, isn't it? To know that what you're doing truly benefits our community that we live in. Well, it's wonderful to have you ladies here today and talk about this very important event. Listeners, pay attention. I'm going to give out a phone number, and if you're the first caller, you're going to get 2 free tickets to this event, which is coming up shortly in a couple of weeks. And so listen up. That number is 906-8059. Again, 906-8059. And you can go to the ARC's website to learn about all the programs that they offer, as well as some future fundraising events. I know that you have a 5K also. Is that right, Cheryl, coming
up?
We do.
We have a 5K in August, and we just had our 15th event in 2014. So we're just rolling on down the road with that one.
Yes, you are. So listeners, I want you to jot down this website. It's the ARC, of SouthCarolina.org, and that's the ARC, A-R-K, of SC.org. The ARC of SC.org. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here today. I wish you great success with the event. I know it's going to be fabulous. And so, Boomers, get some tickets, and on March the 14th, head over to the Pinewood Preparatory House and have a Dancing with the ARC Stars evening. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Rebecca Imholtz of Let's Talk Boomers. I am here with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what are some acceptable risks in retirement as we age? I assume these acceptable risks are different depending upon our age. They're probably different in our 50s, 60s, different than our 20s and 30s, right?
Well, that is for certain, Rebecca, but I think we might want to back up and spend just a minute and say, what is the risk that we're evaluating? Is this investment risk? Is this risk from loss, you know, that insurance companies provide us protection for? What type of risk are we talking about? Normally, when people are thinking about risk, though, they're thinking about risk of loss, okay? And if it's an investment, as you've asked here, then
that's a different type of a risk. It's a scary risk, I would think. I mean, if I'm in my 20s investing and I lose some investment money, I have some time to recover.
Yes.
If I'm in my 60s, I don't have as much time.
Exactly. And that's what I assumed that we were talking about here. So let's talk about a basic financial planning rule, the rule of 100. As we age and we get closer to 100, then our risk should go down when it comes to investments. For a typical 60-year-old, this would be an easy math example. 60 minus 100 is?
40.
40, okay.
I like easy math.
So the leftover 40% would be what you have at risk, okay? What you have at 60% should be safe and secure. It should be minimalized risk. It should be, if at all possible, guaranteed against loss. So that would be what I'd like to share with our listeners for today. And as you get older, then your risk tolerance will go down and your investments at risk will also go down.
Well, that is great advice, Rick. And listeners, you can always get this and more wonderful advice from Rick Durkee and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group by listening to Rick right here on News Talk Radio WSC 94.3 with 9 a.m. Money Matters every Saturday, 9:30 Retire Right. And check out his new and improved website at cfpgroup.biz or give Rick a call at 735-5065. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, or adverse side effects? I know I've worried a lot with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, All Care Living Services has provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call them at 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and his team at Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, a seniors real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.